יופי.
איזה כיף, אה? so much fun. לרן תורה, מנחה, וישיבה. They're not charging in the entrance. You can come, see, לרן תורה, for free. They let us in, even though that we're who that we are. I told you that once my wife, she was telling me how bad I am and rebuking me. And I looked to heaven and I said, thank you, Bore Olam, that she doesn't know even 5% of the truth. Thank you so much. We can never imagine how corrupt we are, how mamash far from good. Okay. What can we do? Person needs not to fall to despair from his failures. What can you do? This is who that you are. And Hashem gives you the opportunity to fix. So just be wise and take it. Hashem lets you do tshuva. And he doesn't care so much about what you've done. It's okay for him to give you another chance and another chance. So now you're not going to take it? Why not? You want to pay? You want to be punished? Why? Hashem gives you the opportunity to do tshuva. So, just take it. What do you care? Again, Torah Lamed Chet, Ki Tzarich, Kol Adam, 38, every person needs to lefashpesh et atzmo, to check himself. Becholet, in every moment, in every time. Im hu davuk v'Hashem Yitbarach, if he's glued to Hashem Yitbarach. V'asiman shel dvekut, what's the sign of dvekut if you are glued? So why you let me mistake so many times and you don't tell me what I don't want
just
to
once
learn?
You made a mistake yesterday.
Once or twice in a sentence.
No, in the whole
so, just that you will know that the times that I made mistakes, those were the times that I thought that I was right.
I'm sure.
That was my problem.
We didn't want to interrupt too much.
Connected. Not glued.
Hashem doesn't give up, doesn't mean we don't give up.
Connect is kashur. The hook is stronger. The hook is stronger than just connected. Adhered. Bonded. Not James.
Such a rich language you have, Mamash. I'm inspired.
No, that's because it's Shadnez of all three languages put together.
Okay. So, Vasiman Shad Vekut Utfilin. So, the sign of Vekut being connected, good, attached to Hashem, Utfilin, is Tfilin. Ki Tfilin Hem Siman Al Advekut. Because Tfilin, they are the sign of the Advekut. Why Rabbeinu need to say that like that? Look, Rabbeinu is saying, Vasiman shel dvekut hu tfilin, and the sign for dvekut being attached to Hashem, it's tfilin. Ki tfilin, because tfilin hem siman al dvekut, because tfilin are the sign for dvekut. Why I need to say that? I don't have an answer. Just it's very interesting. And the sign for dvekut is tfilin. Ki tfilin hem siman al dvekut, because tfilin are the sign for the dvekut. Same thing twice. And a person cannot come to that aspect of tefillin. Ela sheyale et hadibur v'itakneu. Just only when he gonna uplift the power of speech, the words, and gonna fix it. So you see that tefillin, it's an aspect. It's not only to put tefillin on your head and to say the bracha on the hands on your head. And this, it's not only that. See that Rabbeinu calls that tefillin an aspect. It's something. There was a story I told you that once there were a few students of a certain rabbi sitting and learning in his house, and he was learning in a different room, and suddenly a thief came into the house and he started to peek inside the bags and started to steal things and Avrechim, students are sitting and learning over there, and he's not afraid of them. He's just ignoring them and taking things and money and putting in his pockets, and he doesn't care at all. And they started to say, a thief, a thief. So the rabbi came from the other room. In the moment that that thief saw the rabbi, he was so scared, he dropped everything and he ran outside. So they asked, the students asked the Rav, what he saw in you that he was so afraid of you, that he didn't saw in us. So he answered to them, it's written in the Gemara, that the tefillin shebarosh, that the nations, the people are afraid of you because of the tefillin that you have in your head. So they told him, but we all had tefillin in our heads. All of us, we put tefillin. We all were sitting and learning with tefillin also. So he said, it's not tefillin that's on the head. It's elu tefillin shebarosh. It's the tefillin that's inside the head. That your brain is fixed. This is, you need to have kosher tefillin in your mind. But you have the parshiot inside of your brain, that you're keeping them. That this is your wisdom, that this is your sechel. So this is what the Rabbeinu is talking about. Because it's an aspect of tefillin. So how are you going to achieve that aspect of tefillin, the holiness of tefillin? That you're going to uplift the words, the power of speech, and going to fix it. So it means that all of your words are going to be only Shalom Aleichem in the aspect of Torah v'tfila. Rabbeinu said what we have to do with our lives except of davening and learning and davening. This is it. To pray and to learn and to pray. Two aspects of prayer. One is the tefillah midoraita and one is the tefillah midrabanan. The aspect of tefillah midrabanan is those prayers that we need to learn how to pray them and not how to read them. And it's harder for a person that got the Hebrew so perfect. It's harder for him to pray because he's so used to the text, so he's just reading it and without putting the heart into it. But if you also need to understand what you read, so it's easier for you to aim, to have the right intention, the right kavanah, because you want to understand what did you say. So it's very good to be a Baal Teshuva and not to be religious. When you're religious, so you lose the connection to Hashem. It's a very dangerous thing to be religious. Mamash. Not to become to be religious. I have a friend that he told me once, he said, he confessed, he told me, I don't know how it happened to me. He said, before of my tshuva, I was so used to take care of myself and to be so clean, and I was taking a shower once or twice a day, and I was washing myself with shampoo and sabon and brushing my teeth every day. And he said, I have to admit, after 10 years of tshuva, he said, I don't care about myself at all. He said, I'm going to the mikveh and I'm going out and maybe I'm washing myself with water and and he said, what happened to me? I'm asking that friend. There are things that are happening to a person in the process of tshuva that he loses himself. He becomes to be religious and now he stopped seeking for Hashem Yitbarach. He stopped being who that he is because he, like we spoke about it last week or 1 week and a half ago, very important point in Avodat Hashem. The beginning of the search was to find Hashem Yitbarach himself, really to believe, to find the spirituality of life. Find who I am and what makes me happy and what is good and how I can contribute and help other people and to be useful in life and to stop lying and not denying myself and not to have to be afraid of people and to be who that I am. That was the beginning of our tshuva. That inner search of who am I. And then you really found some stuff. You found a lot about yourself, good things, important things. And then Yetzer Hara tricked you. And he told you that because that you found those things inside of Judaism, now you need to be religious. Now you have to become to be religious. You put tefillin on your head, and you were very inspired by that. You felt like it was something inner. You felt, oh, I'm so connected. I feel that the tefillin making me connected to Hashem Yitbarach. Mamash, this is my connection. Like Rabbeinu is saying, that's the sign of being attached to Hashem Yitbarach. So wonderful. I'm going to do that. And then you forgot about the connection to Hashem, just you remember the obligation of putting tefillin on your head every day, and you're putting it, and it's not connecting you to Hashem anymore. After 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, it's just a burden. Like, but I have to put my tefillin, and I haven't put my tefillin yet, and this is not how you connect yourself to Hashem. A person that is angry, it's like that he's worshipping all kinds of idols. Kol sugi avodah zarah. Like you bow to the pestle, to a statue, mm-hmm. to a masecha, and you sacrifice to peor, and you brought your children, burned them in the fire for lamolech, and all kinds of avodah zarah. All kinds of avodah zarah, mamash, kissing the golden calf, and worshipping money, and afraid of all of people, everything. Why? Because you were angry. So, if now the anger makes you to want to keep Shabbos, and we're not keeping Shabbos, you're violating Shabbos, and you rebuke every... You lost your connection to Hashem. So, what the mitzvot are doing now? They become to be a curtain that blocks the light of Hashem Yitbarach from you. It's not the way. It's not the way. And we need not to be afraid of the inner search of finding the truth, even when you're religious. So many people, they come into that Haredi community and they suddenly become to be Haredim, and they have to be Yotzei Yedei Chova to everyone, that no one gonna say, oh no, you've got iPhone, oh no, you're, I don't know what, you play music until very close to Shabbos, so the neighbor's gonna think that maybe you're violating breaking Shabbos, and your wife, she's not so modest, and now what people gonna say? This is not how you serve Hashem. And if people here around you doesn't know how to serve Hashem Yitbarach, it doesn't mean that you have to be with them. You're not part of the herd. You need to serve Hashem. You have your own path of Avodat Hashem. The fact that they become to be Haredim, and now they listen to the voice of their rabbis, and other, it doesn't force you and really obligates you to be part of them. You have your obligation to serve Hashem. In Judgment Day, they were not going to judge you with the Haredi community in the area of your living. It's, you will not going to be judged altogether, and your neighbor is going to say, no, listen, forgive him, he was doing it because of us. And no one's going to be there with you in Judgment Day. You're going to be naked, alone, like in the day that you were born, with all of the pack of nonsense that you've done all of your life, with all of the mistakes in Avodat Hashem. No one's going to be there for you. You can hope that your rabbi is going to be there for you. You can hope that your wife is going to be there for you. You can hope. You don't know nothing what's going to be in Judgment Day. You can hope that Rabbeinu is going to be there for you. But bottom line, you know that you're going to be there. You alone for sure going to be there. So you need to have the answers for what that you were doing. And if you abandoned the truth, dropped, forgot Hashem Yitbarach for the mitzvot... But the mitzvot been given to us that we're going to know Hashem, that we're going to learn how to find Hashem Yitbarach. If now by being busy with the Torah and the mitzvot, you forget how to behave, you forgot how to behave, how to be polite, how to be clean, not to filth Eretz Israel, and you become to be Haredi, so you're allowed to put the garbage close to the part, to the garbage can. Someone told me that Bet Israel is the only neighborhood that there's no garbage in the garbage cans. Tons of garbage cans and no garbage inside. Why? Because they're afraid that the people are going to burn it. So people are putting the garbage only outside. So the trucks are coming and they're not even picking the garbage cans at all. They're just collecting the bags from the sides. It's not us. It's not you. To become to be Haredi, it's not a goal in life. It's not a goal in life. To become to be religious, it's not a goal in life. There is nothing into it. To believe in Hashem Yitbarach, it's a goal in life. To hold Hashem Yitbarach, it's a goal in life. I saw that when I moved the neighborhood now, and I'm still living in a religious area more or less. It's not 100% religious. It's, let's say, 70% religious, and it's very nice. But I want to tell you that I found myself with crazy thoughts of guarding my eyes. This is a very important topic to talk about. Guarding my eyes. I went over there, and I went to the post office, door, and sniff branch, and
post office,
and I was standing there, and I'm and I'm seeing myself that I'm guarding my eyes like always. I'm trying to do that very strong, and I'm guarding my eyes. And then I said to myself, you know, you're very stressed now, and it's not true. It's not what that you suppose. This is not how you should guard your eyes, with stress and to be afraid not to look at women. Okay, you're not allowed to look at women. It's okay. This is something else. But all of that stress and fear and what's going to be and not to see, this is not part of your Avodat Hashem. It's not connecting you to Hashem Yitbarach. It makes your life hard. It's not the way. So I said to myself, you know what? Now you're not going to guard your eyes. And I lift my eyes and I opened my eyes and I was relaxed. And there were women over there, and it didn't bother me at all. And I wasn't looking at them at all, because I wasn't interested at all. And I realized that I suddenly have that ability inside of me to look or not to look. And I can go with my eyes open and not to look. And you're allowed to live. You're allowed to live. When people are talking to you all of the time about Shmirat Einayim, Shmirat Einayim, Shmirat Einayim, if you just listen like you're trying to imitate your rabbi or someone that is your role model, you just fall to the level of an ape, of a monkey. Monkey see, monkey do. But you don't have his connection to Hashem. You will never going to reach his level, spiritual level, that he holds when he's guarding his eyes by imitating him. By doing what it is doing like that, you will never going to reach his level. Because he's got inner quiet inside while he's doing it. He, for him, when he's closing his eyes, the flat, the view, the merchavim, how do you say merchavim? Wide places, surfaces, the merchavim, how do you say? The what? The spaces.
Are you
ignorant?
The
landscape is opening for him when he's closing his eyes. But for you, when you're closing your eyes, you're not coming to the same place. You don't have that place. You haven't developed to that level that this is the place for you. So what you need to do? You need to talk about it with Hashem. The Itbodedut, I said it a lot of times, and I think that I have a chidush in it in a certain way. Not that I brought it to the world. It's Rabbeinu's word, and we heard it from Rav, but I'm talking about it all of the time, again and again. The most important thing in the Itbodedut is that it's going to be always a conversation between you to Hashem Yitbarach, that you talk to Hashem Yitbarach like you talk to your best friend. That's a rule that you're not allowed to drop in Itbodedut. If now Rav Shalom said to us that we need to pray half an hour every day on guarding the eyes, it doesn't mean that now you need to function as a robot for 30 minutes every day to say, Hashem guard my eyes, Hashem guard my eyes, Hashem that I will never going to fail in bed, eyesight, riyot asurot, no Hashem that I will never going to see women, that I won't have no desires, no lust for women, Hashem guard my... This is not Itbodedut. It's not Itbodedut. It's a lie. This is how you deny yourself. This is how you fight with yourself. This is how you ignore from your heart. This is how you're covering your problems and hiding them and just making up excuses to yourself. Not like, okay, I fulfill my obligation, I'm praying on it. Actually, you're not connecting yourself to who that you are at all. You will never going to find yourself like that. You will never going to find the reason. Why am I going with my stupid eyes open? Why am I looking at things that I don't really want to look at? Those are questions that a person can come to, that those are going to be the things that are going to change your mind, that you're going to set up yourself in a better way, only if really you're going to come to understand things. Why do I have all of those stupid lusts? Why? Why do I care if it's the wife of my neighbor, or if it's the cousin of that person that I was in his house for Shabbos? Or, why do I care? Those are the questions that are going to change your mind, that's going to change your behaviors. If you're going to, only if you're going to investigate until you're going to come to the real reason that why am I so sick? Why am I so busy in nonsense? Why am I so afraid of people? Why am I so afraid that people are going to see me, that I will not going to see them? Why am I checking all of the time who is in front of me? Who is that? Why? What? Who am I? What's going on? Why am I so afraid? Why I need to be in control so much? Why I need to check what everyone are wearing? Why? Those questions, when you're going to answer those questions, you're going to clean yourself. You're going to know, okay, I'm sick, I'm afraid. What's the reason for that? Also, go in there. A lot of people purchase their behavior from situations in the past, from the neighborhood, from friends, from family, from movies that they saw, and they've just been programmed by the reality that they lived in, and this is it. And now they're the result of who that they were in those days. But it's not me anymore. I don't want to be that person that I am. I don't want to behave like that I behave today. So I need to talk to myself about it. I need to ask for help from Hashem Yitbarach about it. And if I'm just going to speak all of the time, Hashem, help me, Hashem, fix me, Hashem. Maybe it's better than, I don't know what, watching YouTube, but it's not the truth. It will never going to bring you to yourself. It's true that every Itbodedut is good, and that every Itbodedut brings you one step forward, and you're finding yourself more and more. It's true. Even if you're making wrong Itbodeduyot, and Itbodeduyot on wrong things, on foul things, still, it's good. But when we have the opportunity to think and to concentrate, Rabbeinu calls Itbodedut, the main name of Itbodedut in Likutei Moran is Yishuv Adat. To straight your thoughts, to settle your mind, your thoughts, your way of thinking, to know who you are, to clean yourself, to work on your midot. So to work on your midot, you need to understand why you act in a certain way. Why you're so afraid? Why you have so much stress? Why you're so afraid what other people are going to say? Why you're so afraid what other people are going to... There are people that are afraid from their wives, afraid from their parents, afraid from their friends, afraid to fail in the tshuva. All of the time, fear is the motor, pushing them forward and forward. It's not right. It's not the way to serve Hashem Yitbarach. It will never going to bring you to Hashem Yitbarach, because you know that inside you love Hashem. You want to serve Hashem out of love. You want to serve Hashem out of understanding, out of da'at, that the da'at going to expand in the world. Not that stupidity and fears and anxiety is going to expand in the world. You want to serve Hashem Yitbarach out of love. To complete your tshuva me'ahava process. Tshuva out of love. To come back to Hashem out of love. So for that, how you can love someone that you don't know? You saw his picture. Can you love him? You cannot love him. You can maybe have a physical desire to him, but it's only your imaginations. A real love depends in a conversation, in knowing each other. That's the secret of relationship. That you talk and she talks, and you answer and she's answering, and she's asking and you're answering, and you're asking and she's asking. You learn on each other by the conversation, and you know each other, and then you say, hey, she's amazing. Hey, she's so interesting. And she's saying, oh, he's so wise. And oh, he's so amazing. And so you love each other more. Only because you talk. Only because you reveal your inside. Then love can grow. Love is not something that wow, fell in love. That's imagination. It's not exist. It's not existed. And this is what it's felt in love. It's not real love. It's not real love. It's lust. It's imagination that's mamash washing the person. He's full with the flames of fire, lust and desires, and he's afraid to lose that beautiful woman, and he thinks that he loves her. No, he's afraid to lose her. Because until he achieved the imagination that it's his, so now he's afraid, so he falls in love. And it's not love at all. It's lust. It's fears. It's not real. You don't have no connection to her. You don't know her. You just loved. You means you thought that you want that thought that you have, that maybe it's all imaginations. It's not real. You didn't have nothing, and she wasn't there at all, and just all like in a Hollywood movie. You weren't there. She wasn't there. You were all busy. She was somewhere else. You were somewhere else. It's not love. Love is when you give. Love is when you listen. Love is when you know. So to know, you have to reveal. You need to open up. And not only to, she needs to open up, you need to open up. So that's in relationship. And with Hashem Yitbarach, it's exactly the same. You need to open up yourself to Hashem Yitbarach in this Bodhidharma. If you come and say to your wife, listen, I love you, and you're amazing, and you're beautiful, and I appreciate you, it's not enough. She needs to see that really you care about her. Not only that you know how to talk. Okay, nice words. What is it helping me? When I need you, you're not there. When I'm screaming, you're not listening. When it's so hard for me, so I don't feel that you're there, that you care. So you can say that you love me, but where have you been when I needed you? Where have you been when I was awake all night? When you were, where have you been when I screamed, when I was so sad? So you can talk, but it's not helping no one. So also we need Bodhidut. You can say to Hashem, guard my eyes, guard my eyes, guard my eyes, guard my eyes. For years you can say the same. You can say. What's the problem to say? Someone, a friend, came to me yesterday and told me, is it good that I'm going to say, Na Nach Nachman Nachman Meuman? I told him, yes. It's very good. What's the problem? Is there a problem to say names of Tzaddikim? It's the name of Rabbeinu. He wants to say Nachman. And the way that he wants to say it, he wants to say Na, Nach, Nachman, Nachman. Is there something wrong with it? No. So he told me, so how should I say it? In my thoughts or in my mouth? I told him, listen, I don't know all of the secrets of how to say Na, Nach, Nachman, Nachman. But I feel that the right thing to say, if really you want to say the name of Rabbeinu, and you want to mention the holy name of the Tzaddikim, like the Rabbi Natan is saying, that it is an important thing to say, Shmot HaTzaddikim, names of the Tzaddikim. So, say it inside of your prayers. Say to Hashem, Hashem, bring me closer to the Na Nach Nachman Nachman Meuman. Great! That's a wonderful tefillah. You're a Nanach, you believe in the Nanach. Okay, perfect! No one can say nothing about it. No one understands the depths and the secrets of the holy name of Rav Nachman Breslev. No one can argue with the fact that it's a holy name. Rav Berland said that on Eben Ashtiya, the stone, the holy stone of Har HaBayit, it's not written over there, Yudkei Vavkei, like that it's written in the old ancient books. Just it's written over there, Nachman Natan. That's what Rav Berland said. He said, on Eben Ashtiya, it doesn't written Yudkei Vavkei. It's written Nachman Natan. Okay, great. We're not arguing on the importance of the holy name of Rav Nachman Breslev or his student. We're not arguing on it. We don't know. But still, just to say, Na Nachman Nachman Meuman, maybe it's going to be better if you're going to say, Bro Olam, bring me closer to the Nachal Novel Mikor Chochma, to the Na Nachman Nachman Meuman. Great, I believe that it's stronger than just to say. Okay, now, you learned that Moshe Rabbeinu is so important. Say, Moshe, 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 Moshe. Sounds a little bit weird. But say, Bro Olam, bring me to the Da'at of Moshe Rabbeinu. Let me understand the wisdom of Moshe Rabbeinu. Connect me to the Tzaddik Moshe Rabbeinu. Sounds a lot more, have more sense for my point of view. You can believe in all of the righteous people. That's the aspect of it, Bodhidut. That you're really going to connect yourself to Hashem. You can say, guard my eyes, guard my eyes, guard my eyes. Guard. Is it a mantra? What is it? Is it a mantra? You're a Buddhist, you're saying, guard my eyes, guard my eyes, guard my... You can find it in some... You can say it. You can find a person standing in India with a parrot on his head for hours, guard my eyes, guard my eyes, guard my eyes, guard my eyes, and he's all naked and everything is good. You can do that, no problem. No problem. You can stand on one leg and saying it for hours, mamash, and also making tons of money for it and selling incense of guard my eyes incense and you don't know, mamash. You can make tons of money. But it's not going to bring you closer to Hashem. Really, to get closer to Hashem, it's to understand who you are, what is blocking you, how you're going to remove. You have something going on in your backyard, in the path, so that something blocks the path to your house. Now what? You're going to call the city hall. You're going to call workers, people. First of all, check what's going on. What is there? Is it a dead cat? Is it a stone? Is it a brick of stone? Is it wood? Is it I don't know, broken glass? What? Then you're going to know to handle it. You don't know what's going on. Someone said there is something on the highway. Okay, now what? You're going to call the police? Maybe you need to bring the garbage workers, people to clean the streets. What? No. Guard my eyes. Go inside. Why am I so stupid to go with my eyes open? I don't really care about all of the cars, all of the houses, all of the men, all of the women, all of the workers, all of the traffic, all of the weather, all of the stores, all of the signs, all of the streets, all of the shoes, all of the socks, all of the garbage cans, all of the cats, all of the rats. It's not really my interest. I don't really walking in the street for that. So why am I doing it? Why am I looking on every detail? Why? Who am I? What's going? Why am I so crazy? Why am I so wild? Why am I so drunk 4 days after Purim? Why? When you're going to search inside, you're going to say, you're going to find, I'm afraid not to know. I'm afraid to lose control. I'm afraid that people are going to talk to me and that I will not going to be ready. I'm just confused. I don't have control on my thoughts. And then you can search. When you lost control, what happened to you? What brought you to those situations? And if you don't know, and you try to make that investigation and you cannot find it, so also then, it's a good time to ask, to pray for Hashem. Please Hashem, let me understand. Please Hashem, let me realize what's going on inside of me. Who am I? This is the real secret of Itbodedut. That Itbodedut is going to bring you to a real connection, real relationship with Hashem Itbarach. You have problems in Shalom Bayit. Always to say, Hashem, solve my problems in my Shalom Bayit. On what are you praying? You're the problem in your Shalom Bayit. What are you doing? You need to... Hashem, let me understand what is causing my problems in my Shalom Bayit. Pray on that. And wait for the answers. You have 1 hour. You're here for 1 hour. In every body to take one concept and work on it until, and wait, say, my two children, my two big children, they're staying in the same room, they're in the same room, and they had a fight, and one of them decided that he moves out from the room. This is it. I told him, okay. He took his bed out, he took everything out. I told him, great, no problem. I'm going to teach him a class in Shalom Bayit, no problem. I don't mind. I've been through some situations in my life. I said, okay. I talked to one of them and I told him, why are you not doing nothing? Is it okay for you that he moved out? Now he's out. Now you don't want him to come back. You don't want to. He said, I don't know what to do. So I told him, all right, take 10 minutes. Do it by the dude in the porch. Ask Hashem Itbarach what to do. He went out and he went and he done it 10 minutes by the dude. He came back. He told me, Father, I think I know what to do. I told him, okay, go do that. He went and just told him something. I don't know what. He told him something. For sure, something simple like, I'm sorry, maybe you will bring back your stuff and we'll try to talk about it. You know, something simple. And he immediately told him, yes, I would love to, yes, we'll in 5 minutes we'll do it and everything's over. And they took everything back into the room. And what happened? 5 minutes of Yeshuva Dat. 10 minutes of Yeshuva Dat. You pray, you say, Hashem, look, I need... Where are you going to find the answers? Inside of your Itbodedut. That's a very important tool that Hashem helped me to understand. Rabbeinu is saying that when you judge a person to kav zchut, so you can understand thing out of thing. Davar mitoch davar. You can learn from one thing on another thing. You have a book, so you can understand from it something. A regular example. You come into a room, you see people sitting, and a teacher, a rabbi, so you understand the learning. You see books of Torah, so you understand the learning Torah. You see it's a yeshivat Breslev. You understand one thing from the other. In Itbodedut, you can also understand davar mitoch davar. How you understand a thing out of thing? Davar, it's like a word. Dibur mitoch dibur. When you do Itbodedut, the next word that you're going to say, next sentence that you're going to say in the Itbodedut, it's an answer, it's a hint on the last one. listen to your itbodeduyot. When you say now to Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem, I have issues in my shalom bayit, I need a help in my shalom bayit. Okay, now you said that you have issues in your shalom bayit, and now you said, I need help in my shalom bayit. Okay, so the problems of your shalom bayit connected to the fact that you need help in shalom bayit. So you're the problem. And now you're going to say, Hashem, my wife, she's not happy, I don't know what to do. Okay, the wife, she's not happy, it's one. And I don't know what to do, it's connected. Find the connection. Why she's not happy? Because I don't know what to do. Teach me, Hashem Yitbarach, what I should do. Teach me on what I should... You're going to see, you're going to observe on your itbodeduyot. Sometimes it can be too complex. It can be very heavy to observe and to look. But if you have siyata dishmaya, and you're really there without a watch, you go... It can be 1 hour, but you're not chasing yourself. You're not fighting. You came to spend 1 hour with Hashem. In that 1 hour, you can clean everything. That 1 hour can bring you to new, amazing understandings. If you have a real one, quiet hour with Hashem Yitbarach, and you look, and you observe what Hashem is saying, what's going on, who am I, where am I going, what am I trying to do, what Hashem wants for me, and you ask, and you wait, and you listen, and you open yourself to understand Hashem, you're going to see amazing things. Thank you.